Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
A verdict of medical misadventure has been recorded at the inquest into the tragic death of a 16-year-old girl at University Hospital Limerick last year. UHL has apologised unreservedly for missed opportunities and failings in the case of the late Niamh McNally from Brough in County Limerick in January of 2024. Our reporter John Cook is back at the Coroner's Court in Kilmallock and joins us again. Remind us first, John, of what happened to Niamh McNally.
Yes, Katie, the fifth-year student was the much-loved daughter of Carolyn O'Neill and the late John McNally, who himself died in an accident in 2014. Niamh was born with a congenital heart defect and had open-heart surgeries at hospitals in Birmingham and Crumlin. She also had scoliosis surgery in the past, but Limerick Coroner's Court heard she was tough and had led a stable and happy life between the ages of 9 and 16. Niamh was treated at University Hospital Limerick over a two-week period in January of 2024 for what was described by medical witnesses as a working diagnosis of a chest infection. She'd been brought there with a sore throat and fever and was coughing up blood. She was treated for a clot and collapsed lung and had 2 weeks of antibiotic treatment, during which she lost over 4 kilos in weight. Though doctors said she was stable and asymptomatic as she was discharged on January 23rd, Niamh's mother Carolyn insisted she continued to bring up lots of blood and was exhausted, she said, as she took her home with a referral for physiotherapy. 6 days later, Carolyn went shopping for food and treats to boost Niamh's energy levels and rang home to check on her daughter in bed because she was worried. In tearful and distressing evidence, and listeners may find this distressing again, Katie, Carolyn recounted how Niamh could only return a video call to her. She couldn't speak as there was large amounts of blood coming from her mouth. Rushing home and getting her to the emergency department at University Hospital Limerick by ambulance, Carolyn said her daughter was offered treatment for a respiratory infection again, placed on oxygen in the resus room, but her trolley was moved to the corridor of the emergency department. When a doctor tried to move her back to the resus area hours later, she vomited and coughed up more blood, her mother calling 4 times to busy staff, she said, "Guys, please help me. My daughter is really deteriorating." In tears, she recalled that Niamh was dying in front of her eyes as her 16-year-old daughter said, "Mammy, I can't breathe." Emergency department staff began CPR and Niamh McNally was pronounced dead a short time later. The court heard her grieving family is haunted a year and a half later that doctors at University Hospital Limerick never moved beyond their initial diagnosis of a respiratory infection to find that the source of her bleeding was from her heart, based on her complex cardiac history as a child, details of which Niamh's mother had given them on admission in a file from Crumlin Hospital, Katie.
There were further medical witnesses called for this second day of the inquest, John. What did they have to say?
Yes, Katie. Consultant pathologist at University Hospital Limerick, Dr. Teresio Laszlo, gave details of the post-mortem examination she conducted on the late Niamh McNally, recording asphyxiation secondary to pulmonary hemorrhage or erosion of the arteries of her heart into her respiratory tract previous congenital heart condition known as DeGeorge syndrome listed as a contributory factor. Consultant biologist Dr. Nuala O'Connell recalled meeting with 16-year-old Niamh, who was looking forward to her midterm break in hospital, she said. She also spoke of seeing bowls of blood that had been brought up while in Niamh's hospital room, and she recommended a cardiac assessment to establish if she had endocarditis, a specific inflammation of the heart, which was negative, we heard. Other doctors who treated Niamh acknowledged the amount of blood being brought up by the 16-year-old was larger than would be associated with a respiratory infection. In his evidence today, respiratory consultant Dr. Brian Casserly agreed under cross-examination it would have been preferable if there had been a broader cardiac assessment of Niamh McNally carried out, given her heart history, and said he was disappointed it didn't happen. But he added that CT scans hadn't pointed to the lungs or heart as a cause of her condition, and a cardiac echo test didn't identify abnormalities. Yes, there should have been a bigger focus on cardiology, he said, but this was compounded by tests not revealing what might have been expected expected. As senior counsel for the family of Niamh McNally, Damien Tansey, said they were haunted by this lost opportunity to identify her heart as the source of her bleeding, and that doctors never moved past the working diagnosis of a chest infection they appeared anchored to. And it's important to point out, Katie, that the HSC Midwest and University of Limerick Hospital have apologised unreservedly for missed opportunities in the care of Niamh McNally and the failings which led to her death there, as they offered condolences and deepest regrets and a pledge to learn from the tragedy in a letter to her mother read out in court, Katie.
Questions were raised, though, weren't they, about University Hospital Limerick and the controversy surrounding its busy emergency department at the inquest, John?
Yeah, briefly this afternoon, Katie, in his closing submission, a solicitor, Damien Tansey, who represents the family of the late Niamh McNally, told the court that he's a Sligo-based solicitor, but he's been in front of the Limerick coroner on four occasions in less than a year for inquests arising out of unexpected deaths at University Hospital Limerick, where we've spoken previously about overcrowding in the emergency department, which serves three counties in the Midwest. Quoting Shakespeare's Hamlet, and a reference to something being rotten in the state of Denmark, Damien Tansey said there's something wrong in University Hospital Limerick when they're producing these outcomes, though he acknowledged the hard work of staff at the hospital, noting that some of those staff were visibly upset about the death of Niamh McNally in their evidence in the witness box. But he said it appears that no lessons are being learned from these tragic cases, and went on to suggest that problems at University Hospital Limerick will not be cured by opening new wings and throwing money at it, as he said. In his closing submission, senior counsel for the University Hospital Limerick and the HSC, Simon Mills, reiterated condolences to Niamh McNally's family, but asked the coroner to put any other cases at University Hospital Limerick aside in this inquest verdict, Katie.
What did the coroner have to say then, John?
Well, Coroner John McNamara was there just to give an inquest verdict into the circumstances surrounding the death of Niamh McNally, and made it clear it was just about that case, as he offered deepest condolences to Miss McNally's family, saying that at only 16, her death was a profound tragedy. He said an inquest was not to apportion blame or civil liability. It is not to censure or exonerate anyone, as per the law set out in the Coroner's Act. He returned a verdict of medical misadventure, which had been sought by the family of Niamh McNally, the HSC seeking a narrative verdict. And he noted that the medical misadventure referred to Niamh McNally, that verdict that she died in the course of medical treatment, which ended with unexpected and tragic results. He said Niamh's memory will live on in all who knew and loved her, and he also endorsed 15 recommendations that have been made in a previous independent review into Niamh's case at University Hospital Limerick as part of his verdict, after the senior counsel for the HSC provided a written update on the progress of those recommendations and improvements to the coroner, Katie.
How did Niamh's family react to the verdict?
There were tears in court as that verdict was read out, and outside Niamh's mom, Carolyn O'Neill, and her Niamh's granddad, Clem, her uncles and other relatives carried her portrait once again, a picture taken of her on her 16th birthday. They welcomed the verdict of medical misadventure, and they called for improvements, specifically in the transition of children with complicated medical history as they enter adulthood, because we heard that at 16, this was the first adult admission for Niamh McNally at University Hospital Limerick, as she'd been treated as a child over the years in other hospitals. They also described the emergency department on the night of Niamh's death as crazy, Katie, as they welcomed that verdict, and they became upset as well about opportunities that were missed, as you'll hear.
There was missed opportunities that could have been taken into account, especially for cardiology, because if they actually acted upon doing a proper cardiology checkup on Niamh, she would be alive today. That I'm convinced of.
Carolyn, can I ask you to tell us a little bit about Niamh, please?
Niamh, she was a lovely girl. She was 16. She was just coming into her own.
It's okay. Take your time.
She was turning into a beautiful woman. And she was so stable until then. And she loved everything. She was such a fighter. She was fantastic. And she had such a group of beautiful friends. And she never let her disability get in the way. It was hard. And we always said every day we just take it as it comes. It wouldn't be a stray path, but we would just, together, we would do it. And that's what she did. And she relied on me so much, you know. But unfortunately, no one listened to me in UL, and that's heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking indeed. That was Niamh McNally's grieving mother, Carolyn, ending John Cook's report from Limerick Coroner's Court.